Happy September 22nd. I almost said September 22th. That's not going to work. Happy 22nd day of September, all of you. And so grateful to have you here today. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through this kind of sloggy section of Nehemiah, where I'm saying a bunch of names of people who have come back from exile. Today, I'm going to read to you verses 39 through 60 of Nehemiah chapter 7, and this is in the NRSV, the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. This is what it says. The priests, the descendants of Jedidiah, namely the house of Jeshua, 973, of Immer, 1,052, of Peshur, 1,247, of Harim, 1,017. The Levites, the descendants of Jeshua, namely of Kadmiel, of the descendants of Hodavah, 74. The singers, the descendants of Asaph, 148. The gatekeepers, the descendants of Shalom, of Atter, of Talmon, Akub, Hatita, or of Shobai, 138. The temple servants, the descendants of Ziha, of Hasupha, of Taboath, of Keros, of Sia, of Padon, of Labana, of Hagaba, of Shalmai, of Hanan, of Gidel, of Gahar, of Riah, of Rezin, of Nekoda, of Gazam, of Uzzah, of Pasea, of Basai, of Menuim, of Nefushezim, of Bakbuk, of Hakapha, of Harfur, of Bezilith, of Mahida, of Harsha, of Barkos, of Sisera, of Tima, of Naziah, of Hatifa, the descendants of Solomon's servants, of Sotai, of Sorapheth, of Perida, of Jala, of Darkton, of Gedel, of Shephatiah, of Hatil, of Pachareth Hazabiam, of Ammon. All the temple servants and the descendants of Solomon's servants were 392. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I thank you for the fact that there's probably 392 people listening to this podcast today, and I am grateful for that. And Lord, I thank you that you value the names of people, that you that your glory rests on us, that each of us has the Imago Dei, the image of God inside of us. And so, Lord, that's what I pray for today. I pray for relationships. These lists are full of people who are in relationship with one another, and I love that. And so, Lord, I pray for the relationships that are frustrating. And I lift up one in particular I'm thinking about that is broken and it feels beyond repair. And so, Lord, I lift it up to you and I ask that you would do the impossible. I pray that for my friend today as well, that they may look and see darkly, like it's never going to get better. There's too much hurt under the water, under the bridge. There's too much words that were said that cannot be taken back. There's too much harm. There's too much physical harm. And there cannot be a way of reconciliation. Lord, forgive us for forgetting that you are the God of reconciliation and you have called us to be reconcilers. Forgive us for thinking that all is lost. And instead, Lord, we just lift that relationship up to you and we ask that you would do something that we cannot do. We can't make it right. We can't fix it. We may obey the passage in Romans 12 that says, as far as it depends on you, be at peace with all people. We can recognize our sides of things. We can apologize for what we've done wrong. We can repent. We can ask you to forgive us. We can ask our friend or a family member to forgive us. But at that point, it's out of our hands. And Lord, we can't force reconciliation. So at your mercy, here we are, Lord, just asking that you would restore those broken relationships in Jesus' name, with your power, with your abilities, with your strength, because we just cannot do it. Lord, I pray for the person today who's having difficulties at work, and they have these relationships at work that are just not working well. And maybe they're being maligned, or maybe they're being lied about, or maybe they're being undermined, or maybe they're being betrayed, and they don't see their way out. I pray for your light to shed light on their next steps and to act with integrity, with honesty, with authenticity, but with godliness as well. Lord, it's not easy to endure ill treatment by others, but it's our sincere prayer that in that ill treatment, we would love you and honor you and chase after you and have the integrity of heart that you long for us to have. And we can't do that on our own. We need each other, but we also need the Holy Spirit within us to give us those fruits of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. I think I missed one. Self-control, that's an important one too. So Lord, thank you for granting all of that to us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you have benefited from this podcast, thank you for being a part of just listening to it. But if you want to support it and do a little more tangible support, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And there's several different levels that you can support the podcast at. A lot of people just support at $1, and I'm super grateful for that. This just helps pay for William and Kristen and all the work they do behind the scenes. So thank you ahead of time for doing that. And also just thank you to you for listening. You are a valued member of this funny little prayer community that I've been a part of for 3.5 years. So thank you so much and have an amazing day.